This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/beherenow.
After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nickturn and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nickturn and Duncan Trussell.
It's incredible, you know, how it affects us, whether we know it or not, whether we understand it or not, whether we have any belief in it or not. It just does its thing, and that's what it does. It's medicine, you know, so it's not, it doesn't care about belief, you know, it's sound medicine.
Welcome to the Be Here Now guest podcast. This series features a collection of teachings and conversations centered around mindfulness, spiritual growth, and living a life in balance. Each week, our diverse network of guest teachers and hosts offer up wisdom and practices from a different spiritual path and perspective. If you'd like to support the podcast, please visit BeHereNowNetwork.com/donate.
Welcome, everyone, to the Ram Dass Fellowship live stream satsang this evening. We are so thrilled to come together from around the globe to deepen into spiritual community and to connect with these brilliant wisdom keepers and bhaktis of our time. For those of you who don't know, I'm Jackie Dobrinska. I'm the Director of Community Outreach, Education, and Inclusion for the Love, Serve, Remember Foundation. And tonight, we sit together in virtual community. And community is always important and has been especially important in these times. And spiritual community is the place that we go to feed our hearts and our souls. It's a place that we can go when we forget to help us remember. It's a place to go for truth and practices, all of things that are so helpful in the density of these times. So tonight, it is such an incredible honor to come together with Deva Pramal and Miten, who are coming to us from the jungles of Costa Rica. So as you listen tonight, you actually might be able to hear the cicadas singing in the background. Before I introduce them a little bit more, I just wanna go over some of what to expect tonight. We'll be together for about 75 minutes and we'll have some chanting and then we'll have a live audience Q&A. So at any time during this evening together, feel free to put into the chat any questions that you may have. And then behind the scenes, we have JR and Mangala and Gina, and they'll be feeding questions to me so that I can ask for you. We'll try to get to as many as we can. Also, we offer all of these live streams for free. And one of the things that helps us do this is actually donations. So if you're able to donate, go to ramdass.org/donate. And if you want to have more one-on-one connections where you meet other people in the satsang, we have virtual meetups once a month. And you can join those by going to ramdass.org/fellowship to get updates. So now I invite each of you to settle into the space that you're in, to take a moment to recognize that we are entering into sacred community together with hundreds and even thousands of people around the world through time and space, these hearts and souls coming together. For some of us, it's helpful to light a candle or bring some intention to our space, or just breathe and feel your feet on the ground. And as we do that, I invite us all to come into that loving awareness, that presence, those bright stars of our hearts connected from around the world in this web. And welcome Deva Pramal and Miten. These are amazing beings, flame carriers of a 5,000-old tradition. And they have been on the forefront of the worldwide chant phenomenon for years. They've graced festivals and concert halls and rock venues and cathedrals around the planet, and have hosted online mantra meditation programs with over 200,000 participants. They merge ancient mantra of Indian Tibet with contemporary musical setting. And their debut album in 1999, The Essence, introduced the world to this unique musical genre. That album made the world charts. And since then, they have released over 17 albums. And their fans include such diverse luminaries as His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Cher, motivational guru Tony Robbins, and author Eckhart Tolle. So with that, let us surround them with this loving presence and give them a big welcome as we look at music, mantra, and meditation.
Namaste. Love to you from the sunset in Costa Rica. Sun is just, I can just see it as it disappears in the horizon. Let's close our eyes for a moment. Take a deep breath and breathe out. We start our session together with the mantra Om. Deep breath. Oh,
Satgamaya Tamaso Mahajyotirgamaya Pratyormamritam Gamaya Om Asato Mahajyotirgamaya Tamaso Mahajyotirgamaya
Rama Dasa Sase Sohang. Rama
Rama
Dasa
Dasa
Sase
Sase
Sohang.
Sohang.
Maybe somebody likes to put it in the chat so everybody can sing with us.
And the song is called Rain of Blessings. Rain of blessings pouring down. Kiss the earth and this holy ground. Holy water, heaven sent. Rain of blessings, our sacrament.
Ramadasa.
Ramadasa
Sase Soham.
sins. Holy water, bless the mother, protect the daughter. Bless all creatures, great and small. Rain of blessing, God help us all. We sing together.
Ramanasa sase so.
I wish you could see the sunset.
Oh my God, the sunset is outrageous. Wow. Thank you for being with us, and it's incredible how the connection is felt, you know. That's what we've been experiencing in these times here since we've been here, which has been for the last 16 months. So we've been sitting here in this spot, love streaming, we call it, love streaming our offerings to whoever wants to receive them. And we know we are connected and we feel it, but somehow when we are actually virtually together, it's even stronger, you know, when we know that you are sitting and singing in your room and receiving and also completing the circle. I always see it like a circle, you know, that we actually create a circle around the planet with every one of us being a really important part, because if we weren't there, the circle wouldn't be complete.
Play white tara.
So this is a mantra that invokes the white tara, and the white tara is especially for healing and blessings for long life. And that's one of the mantras that came while we were here in the nature. And
tare ture mama yu pune jana pute guru suha om tare ture mama yu pune jana pute guru suha om tare. dare tu tare tu re mama ayu pune jana putin kuru so dare tu tare tu re mama ayu pune jana putin kuru so
in vain. I lit a candle light, stepped out into the pouring rain. I went looking for the mother inside. World turning, I cried tears of redemption and forgiveness. I crossed that river looking for a witness. I was reaching out, reaching for the mother inside. And the rain fell down like the tears of the virgin, tears of joy for the mother inside.
rose at midnight, everything changed. My plans, my dreams, all rearranged. And I went singing, singing for the mother inside.
Yeah, my love.
Skin, we're all unprotected. We're searching, searching, searching for the mother inside. Birth and death in every breath. After another, as we search, search for the mother inside. Never give up. Mother Earth, what did we do? We took too much of you. Yeah, we were just reaching out for the mother inside. Deva and I started playing together about 30 years ago now, maybe even 31. The time goes very fast, doesn't it? And it wasn't until Deva rediscovered the Gayatri Mantra that we began to really look into the power of the mantras, because we were very much involved with the Osho, and there was no sense of tradition in the Osho's ashram. He was not a traditionalist. He wanted us to express the music that we played around him and for him. He encouraged us to find a spiritual meaning in the music that we were raised with. So, of course, blues and reggae music has got a spiritual connection. It's got a heart to it. And so it gave us the opportunity to an inspiration, really, to just come and sing. And we just started singing together in the ashram. And then the Gayatri just took us on its wings, and it's blessed us just about every day ever since. Mm-hmm. Ever since we began to sing it, Deva was born to it. So it's kind of in Deva's blood. We'd like to enter a little meditation space now with you, and this is a meditation that we do every week with our community, our Gayatri Sangha app community, and so we have many thousands of people joining us every Saturday to meditate and sing together, even in the privacy of your own room. And the meditation that we introduced back then when we began this journey was simply to chant the mantra Om for a while and just let the sound of the Om resonate within our bodies, within our hearts, and also to help with the throat and relax this area here. So we want to invite you to come with us and move into a meditation together. We will chant the mantra Om, Deva will chant, and then we will move into the Gayatri mantra, and hopefully many of you know the text, but
I'm sure you do. That's the beauty about the mantras, you know, if you listen to them, if you sing or chant them yourself, they will always tune you. They will tune your instrument. They will benefit you, and they will unify the energy within you and bring you to a silent space. So if you don't know the words to the Gayatri Mantra, just close your eyes and remember that this is a mantra that invokes the divine light and actually invites the divine light to enlighten us all, or to make us aware of our enlightenment. It's a prayer to the light.
Do we do it in B or in M?
In B, so
we're going to
do the
Om
meditation.
Yeah, I thought we're going to do the Gayatri in B.
Yeah, well, we'll do the Gayatri
in 108 style.
Oh, okay.
B.
So the Om mantra is really like it's actually everything. It's the first aid and it's the last aid. And it's just something that we can always come back to in a moment of overwhelm, you know, just to come back to the Om on our out-breath, just for 3 times, you know, it makes such a huge difference. Just the three times a conscious intoning of the mantra Om, with a deep breath, letting the Om travel on the out breath until the end, and then another deep breath. It totally recalibrates us and relaxes our nervous system, activates our vagus nerve. You can even measure it. And, you know, it's something just to remember that we have that with us. It's always with us. You know, we don't need anything for it, just breath, and we have breath. So, and if you can't do it out loud, just do it inside, you know, just do it in your mind. It'll do the same thing. So, basically, we're here to remind each other of these gifts that we carry and that are so easily accessible anytime.
Okay, so let's prepare for our meditation together. You can try to sit with your back, your spine straight if you can, so we can have the feeling of intention while we meditate. And it doesn't mean that you have to be tense. Relax your shoulders. Take a moment to sense your well-being, your sense of self, with your eyes closed. A sense of gratitude as we chant together. A sense of forgiveness towards ourselves and others, and a sense of compassion, so that our voices actually make a difference in this world every time we chant. With the mantra Om, let's breathe in time with Deva. If we can, in the same rhythm, then we have this sense of a pulse in the community. And the mantra Om is not just one sound O with an M at the end. It's there's an O sound Om, and there's also M. So the M is also important. So make sure you have enough breath for the sound of M. You feel that resonates in your body. It opens your throat chakra, opens the whole system when the your voice begins to resonate in your body. So give yourself the luxury of breathing deeply with Deva, and just allowing the mantra Om to pass through your lips, and breathe and chant. We just take a moment to come to a still point for a moment in our lives. Right now we've stopped. We're all here together. No movement. Sense of community. And with a smile, meditation is not serious business. It's sincere, but it's not serious. It's joyful.
Take a deep breath.
Svata,
Open, just close your eyes for a moment. Just come home.
You can open your eyes when you're ready.
Time for a question.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BeHereNow.
Are there any questions left? This is about the time. Any questions left?
I'll jump on. That was so beautiful. It feels like this nourishing nectar for both the heart and the soul. And I love that you brought up like how much we can feel each other in each of these virtual spaces. I don't know if you've seen, but there's people that are here from Spain and California and British Columbia and Florida and Kansas. A couple of people actually set their alarms so they could get up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and finally, it's good for the Australians. We often do. Finally, it's 10 a.m., I think, or 11 by now in Australia and Sydney.
Yeah. So
love to you guys from down under.
So I just want to remind everyone listening out there in this lovely satsang together that you can ask any questions. Just put them in the chat of whatever you're watching from. And then I can ask them to these beautiful souls. So I'm just going to start us off. You brought the Gayatri Mantra to hundreds of thousands of folks throughout the world. And there's sort of two questions of, you said that the Gayatri brought you back to mantra, but I'm curious what brought the Gayatri back into your life? And also, what purpose do you think it has in these times?
Hmm. Yeah, actually, because like Miten said, I grew up with the Gayatri Mantra as a good night song, and the sound or the melody that we just chanted it with, that was the melody that I sang every night or chanted every night as a kid. And then around 10 or 11 maybe, or 9 or 10 let's say, I stopped because I realized I had a choice not to have to do this.
It's kind of teenage rebellion. She wanted to become baptized.
Yes, I wanted to become
Christian. That was David's rebellion.
I love it.
And then only in my later 20s, I actually heard friends of ours chanting the Gayatri Mantra in an Osho Lila in England. And there was such an auspicious moment that I heard these sounds that I actually didn't know that anybody else knew. You know, I didn't know the name. I can't remember now so well, but I know that I was hearing our friends chanting it, and I thought, wow, I know these sounds very well. How come you know them too? Not knowing that everybody in India knows them. It's like the most, maybe it's the most chanted, or it's mantra, you know, with Om Mani Padme Hum. You know, it's like, it's according to the Vedas, it came into being with the beginning of the universe. It's that old, you know, it is the mother of all mantras. So I didn't know all this because my father just introduced the mantra in my life but didn't give me that kind of background, although he knew, he studied all that, but somehow I missed it as a kid. So it was fresh, you know, I approached it fresh, and also realizing that the seed had been planted as a kid and that it had been sprouting there invisibly within myself, and there I was, I could just tap into that flower that was about to open. It opened my voice.
She was kind of reluctant to record it. It took a year or so to convince her to actually, you know, we recorded it, and that was way back in 1998. There was no reference points back then. Nobody was really chanting mantras. We hadn't heard KD's Pilgrim Heart at that point. And the Gayatri just came in through Deva, and then suddenly Deva was singing so different to the way she'd sung before. It was really an amazing gift. And even though we're not pundits, we feel the power of it all, you know, whenever we share it. And I think that's the reason to do it, the reason that it makes a difference in the world. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, like when you ask, it's incredible, you know, how it affects us, whether we know it or not, whether we understand it or not, whether we have any belief in it or not. It just does its thing, and that's what it does. It's medicine, you know, so it doesn't care about belief, you know. It's sound medicine. And that's proven again and again and again, and it's just so touching, the stories that we receive of transformation, of healing, of realization through the Gayatri Mantra.
My own personal healing with the Gayatri Mantra. I had a heart operation, and the Gayatri brought me through and gave me a rebirth. It was amazing. It's all the Gayatri. It's been with us for so long. Incredible.
Beautiful. I love that you call it sound medicine.
Sound medicine, yeah.
Love that. Someone has asked in our audience about understanding it more, about the story of the Gayatri. You said that it doesn't matter if you understand it, but someone's interested. I'm curious if you could tell us a little bit about the story of it.
Oh, the story. That's so funny, because tomorrow I'm going to tell the whole story. We have while we were here in Costa Rica, we've started to do the first. We did a daily meditation, like we just did daily for 77 days, and out of that, this community grew that we call the Gayatri Sangha. Sangha means community, And then we created a home, for an ashram, an online ashram. We call it an online ashram for the community, and that's the Gayatri Sangha app. And that's where we meet every week for meditation and for all kinds of different gatherings and events. And once a month,
it's out of Facebook and everything. It's kind of private,
yeah, standalone.
Yeah. So it's just great. Everybody comes together. We feel the pulse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's a safe space, and it's such an incredible, like with your community, with the Ram Dass Fellowship. It's the same feeling. It's us, you know. And tomorrow we call it chai time. So tomorrow is my chai time, which is a space where you answer questions or share what I feel in the moment. And for tomorrow, actually, I have planned to tell the story of the Gayatri Mantra, how it came onto the earth. It's a long story. I couldn't tell that now. But
how would we find out if we wanted to join tomorrow? Would that be possible?
You can join tomorrow, and actually there is we have a free trial going on, so it's even easily accessible at this point. And you can find it through our Facebook or Instagram page. There is post, and it has a link. You know, or our website.
Just say while we're talking about it, also that we have a section in the app which I really love called Teacher Feature, and we've had such great teachers like Lama Sultrim and Padma Sharan Ganon, and
Guru Singh.
Also, and so we have these nice teachings and daily meditations. Music, recipes, vegan recipes.
It's really ashram.
It's our ashram. Yeah.
Sounds like an ashram. It sounds lovely. Best way to do it.
Well, it keeps us in touch. You know, it keeps us in touch with the community this way. And so, you know, that's it's an honor to play for you guys. And you know, the connection with Ram Dass is so strong in all us seekers of my generation. And I know we're talking about the Gayatri right now, but I'm just thinking of, I'd really like to play this beautiful chant that we learned from Jayu Tal, and I don't think he would mind us playing it. It's new, and we sang on it for Jai just a few weeks ago. And Jai and Ram Dass were really close. It's such a connection there through Jai to Ram Dass for us. And
actually, it's funny because the first time we met Ram Dass was in Hawaii. We were invited to what was called the Prophets Conference. It was early 2000. And for the dinner, there was some kind of dinner, and I was sitting between Ram Dass and Jai for the dinner. So it's a kind of a nice connection.
Next time we came to Maui for the concert, there was Ram Dass in the concert with us, and came to come to sing with us. So it was a beautiful moment. Anyway, this is a dedication to all the Ram Dass seekers and the beloveds.
Jai Ram, Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Om Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Shri Ram, Jai Ram.
Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Shri Ram, Jai Ram.
That is so beautiful. It's so much easier to do this with you all than to do it by oneself, it seems. I love the ashram online, but it's just, the connection is just so powerful. There's a couple of questions that people in the audience have asked, and one is around heartbreak. And just, they were talking about how they've been practicing loving awareness as a big part of their practice. And if you had other suggestions for focus or practices, sort of come back into that fullness of heart, that self-love after what feels like heartbreak.
Well, you know, we only have one remedy for heartbreak, and that's chanting the mantras. Mm. You know, the mantras are the key. The mantras are like keys, you know. Mm. I also see them like acupuncture points, you know. Mm. It's like specific mantras for specific situations, you know, and that's what I discovered. You know, if you're feeling we have the Ganesh mantra for removing blocks. If you're feeling like something's not happening in my life, you know, maybe you just need to talk to Ganesha, you know. And there's, you know, there's mantras for sacred love making, you know, that you chant before making love, before your beloved, and so these like keys, you know. And we actually never chanted mantras 108 cycles in our ashram with Osho, but our time here, Deva and I started to see the benefits of chanting a whole cycle, 108. And we made some CDs back in the day that I think is all on Spotify, but there you can actually find like seven mantras that Deva is just chanting 108 cycles. So, you know, that is the concept, is that, you know, find them first. Look for your mantra. Find your mantra. Why, you know, like you can Google your mantras now. You don't have to go to India. You can actually, you know, put some energy into, because once you find your mantra, you have a friend for life. You know. Mm-hmm. Where's up there? Yeah. Sorry, am I looking? Okay. You know, so yeah. So if you have that possibility to say, okay. See, one thing with mantra chanting is it needs a commitment from you, you know. So that means saying to yourself, our suggestion is with any kind of problem, any kind of anything, look for your mantra and chant it 108 cycles, and do it for 21 nights, every night before you go to sleep. Just chant with Deva. You put the CD and you choose your mantra and you use that mantra. You know, you can have Om Shanti Shanti, you know, which is a prayer for universal peace, just to chill you out, bring you home. And then you just chant every night. You make a commitment. Don't miss. You do for 21 nights. Chant your mantra with Deva, and then you become to see you've got a friend. You've got a friend, and that key is used to open the door. And every mantra is a different key, is a different door, and you find out there is no key and there is no door, you know. And we just in this space of oneness and bliss and connection with our own self, not something outside looking for connection outwardly terms, but to be connected inside, you know, to be home. And that's what the mantras have given me and Deva. They've given us a way of, and also because we chant together, if for us it's our tantric, you know, it's our tantric experience. It's like making love. You just chant, you just move into an energetic flow with each other, and that's what the mantras have.
It's for heartbreak, though. About somebody else. The question is for heartbreak.
No. You make love with yourself. It's like, you know, you can't, We have to begin, you know that, you guys. You have to begin inside. We have to, whatever we're feeling is a gift for us to connect with our inner being. It's a challenge, and if we rise to the challenge, there's no heartbreak. There's only bliss and gratitude. You know, so we definitely, our path has been through Osho, it's been chant.
I can almost hear when you say find your mantra, I can almost hear people say, how do I know which one's the right one?
Yeah, I was going to say that, like, there is no wrong one. That's the good thing. You know, it's don't get stressed out about it, or, you know, just playful, you know. Either it comes to you, or you like the sound of it, or you look for the meaning and look the one that has the meaning that you would like to have, you know, emphasize in your life. If it's love, if it's healing, physical healing, if it's, like Miten said, removing energetic blocks, if it's nature, if it's...
How do you find, if that's what you want, how do you find the mantra?
You look.
Someone else had a question about stress, like a mantra for stress. So would you
Yeah, then Om Shanti Om is peace, you know?
Om Shanti Om for stress is great, because it's one that you can, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't get back to sleep, Om Shanti Om, Om Shanti Om, Om Shanti, you'll go back to sleep. Stress leaves you, you know? Om Shanti Om, it's universal peace. It resonates something in our mind, body, being, you know. Om Shanti Om. Mm.
So you talk also about finding the one, and yet we hear all these artists playing many different mantras.
Do you want to know? You say. I mean, for me personally, I find there is times for different ones in my life, you know, like it doesn't have to be the one always. I don't have to feel, oh God, I'm going to commit. I mean, for me, it's the Gayatri, but not maybe not for you, you know. Maybe I feel the less we get tense about it, the better.
Yeah, but you have to step towards it. That's what you're
and
saying.
And you choose one and go deeper into it by giving 21 days to it and see what happens. And maybe then you choose another one, or maybe you feel like, no, I want to stay with this because this has been really a door for me. Or another really good way to find one is we've released 2 21-day mantra meditation journeys, which is, they're also available on Spotify and iTunes and everywhere. It's a meditation that lasts about 15 minutes, which is an introduction and a guided meditation on this particular mantra of the day. And then you experience it, you chant it, you sing it with us, and then you have this, you know, basically a 42 mantras like that introduced to you. And you do those 2 21-day meditation journeys, and you see where you feel like, oh, this is one, this is I like, you know, this I want to go deeper into. So that's a really good good beginning, because it, you know, it introduces you to so many different ones. They're called 21-day mantra meditation journey, and the other one is called spirit of mantra.
There's 2 things that sort of come up when you talk about these. One, and I love how you said just to have ease with them, to not get stressed out. And I know some questions that often come up are, one, about doing them guided versus alone, and also pronunciation.
Yes, and the pronunciation is also good. Again, do the best you can with the pronunciation. And, you know, there's various stories, actually, that if it's done with the right intention, the pronunciation comes second. Mm. And, you know, there's the story of the criminal who didn't remember the mantra right, but he really did it so you know, with his whole heart, and it transformed him, you know. So again, like, don't let that hold you back, and do the best you can. And I also always have to remember the Tibetan Buddhists who chant mantras in Sanskrit and pronounce them so differently to Sanskrit. you know, like where Vajra becomes Benza, you know, which sounds quite different, at least to me. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful and it's perfect. So do the best you can and you know, listen, you know, maybe also to native speakers and native chanters, you know, who are, and if you want to go deeper into the pronunciation, but don't let that hold you back. You know, it's really about the purity of your intentions and the respect that you bring to the chanting practice.
Well, that actually brings up another question, that respect to the chanting practice and the intention. You know, there's a lot of people in really dark places right now, and that connection to the heart feels far away. And so just when the bhav feels far away, when it feels like a challenge, do you have advice for that?
Same.
You know, like just keep going, chanting. Keep chanting.
That's really why we made the Gayatri Mantra app. It's a meeting place of friends. You know, there's so many friends on there that in some ways, you know, they say to us, I was isolated. You got me through the lockdown, you know. There's so many of us, you're right, in dark places. Mm. And we need to look for community, you know. And it's not going to come from outside right now. So, you know, in a way, we are blessed to have the internet. Mm. And something like this, for me, it's the Gayatri Mantra app is, it's, you can see, it's such a warmth, a connection of the heart through so many people from so many different countries. And we, you know, that sense of isolation, it doesn't have such a hold on you when you feel you can just go and meditate with other people right now, and you'll know there's somebody in that app meditating live. You know, and so there's daily meditations, there's a community, and people just talk to each other. You know, it's not that we're not driving it. It's on its own energy now, and it's so nice to see everybody, and you know, people who have asking for prayers for loved ones or something like that. And then you see how the community is responding to that. It's very touching.
Yeah, we have a Zoom room where you can always meditate with somebody, almost always somebody there to meditate with. It's just we just started that new, but there's always somebody holding space, you know, so that when you tune in, there's a flame burning already on the planet somewhere.
We've got a kind of timetable, you know. We just started to see if it's possible that we can actually do this, so we just put it out to the community.
So it's 24 hours, let's see.
Great.
So, yeah, so finding connection. I think that's the most important, thing, that where do we find that connection, you know, and what, you know, is it the connection to nature, is it connection to a community, is it connection to God, you know, to the divine. Yeah. When we feel connected, then we are okay. So look for where you feel that connection the strongest, and enhance that, and go there more, and be there, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, again, you know, I just come back to the mantras like that. It's that, you know, when you're in a dark place, where do you step towards the light? If, you know, sometimes we don't know where to go, we're just in the darkness, and mantras are a step towards the light. You know you're stepping in the right direction, and so it's you have to, that's why we say do 21 days, because it needs a commitment from you. If you're going to explore a mantra practice, you need to take the pill for 21 days, you know. Mm-hmm. And so good. Okay. And if you have any questions, the app is free if you don't have money. If you have any questions, just put them in the app. There's a whole energetic flow there.
Yeah, that sounds great.
About mantras.
We just finished this 8-week course, and we had Dharma talks once a week, and we had meetups twice a week where people would get together in those Zoom. And that connection, people were often reticent, like, oh, I wasn't sure I wanted to show up, you know. And then, but I'm so glad I did. That statement was said over and over and over again, just that sense for being the Ram Dass community, that sense that Ram Dass was there, that Ninkarali Baba was there in the community.
Yeah, that's so precious that you guys found each other there and be able to, that's to find our community where we vibe with everybody and we just feel at home. Yeah.
We need to wrap up because we're a little over time and I want to honor your time and everyone here. But before I do, several people had questions about the songs you played, the set list, and where to find them, and as well as the instrument you were playing.
So. Oh, yeah. I was playing a tambura, which is a it's the Indian instrument, the tanpura, which is used to accompany, Indian music.
Classical
music. And it's got actually another instrument attached to it, which is a swarmanda, but I only use the tambura part. And because of the microphone. we can send you a set list, Jackie. Then you can put it.
I'll send it out.
I don't know. We have to remember it.
Okay, I'll follow up with you, and we'll put it up on the social media channels, and send it out to folks. So just a really big thank you for all that you shared, just this heart opening you bring to the world. It's a powerful and this community of people being able to find the light. So thanks for being here and sharing with the Ram Dass community and letting everyone out there know that we do have a fellowship. This is part of the fellowship, these Dharma talks once a month, and we have a meetup once a month, and we have several affinity groups that you can join, and we have a book club coming up. So there's lots of ways to connect to community. That's all on ramdass.org/fellowship or ramdass.org/book club. And you can rewatch this. This will be on live stream replay. And again, if you want to donate to help see these sort of events continue, you can go to ramdass.org/donate. And your website, tell us your website again.
It's devapramalmiten.com. So basically our names, you'll find it.
Yeah.
Or dpm.life, easy.
Oh, great.
dpm.life.
We also have a great music compilation coming out soon. The first track just dropped, and you can check that out at ramdass.org/music. It comes with a really lovely video. So check that out. Again, thank you all so much for being here, for coming together in sacred community. Thank you, Deva and Matan, for being here in this sacred community together and for all that you do.
Thank you for having us. Right. So much.
Ram Ram, everyone. Take care.
Namaste. Namaste. All blessings.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.